Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Rescue workers and residents in Turkey and Syria frantically searching under the rubble of crushed buildings in multiple cities on both sides of the border. A powerful 7.8 magnitude earthquake hit early Monday. In one quake-struck Turkish city, dozens pulled away chunks of concrete and twisted metal. At least 138 people were killed in the two countries. The toll is expected to rise, and officials report widespread destruction. There's continued political bickering in Washington over the political and the Biden administration's response to the Chinese surveillance balloon that was shot down on Saturday. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
Many Republicans, like Ohio Congressman Mike Turner on the House Intelligence Committee, say the administration was too slow to act.
Sort of like tackling the quarterback after the game is over.
On NBC's Meet the Press, he says the surveillance balloon should have been taken out long before it neared sensitive sites like nuclear silos in Montana. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer on WABC says the White House handled it properly, waiting until the device was over water. He says intelligence officials will be briefing lawmakers, and it's premature to criticize a cautious response, adding there were similar balloon missions during the Trump administration. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A former Israeli prime minister who served briefly as mediator at the start of the Russia's war with Ukraine says he drew a promise from the Russian president not to kill his Ukrainian counterpart. Former Prime Minister Naftali Bennett became an unlikely intermediary in the war's first weeks. This is VOA News. Pope Francis, the head of the Anglican Communion and the top Presbyterian minister, are speaking on LGBTQ rights. They denounced the criminalization of homosexuality and said gay people should be welcomed by their churches. The three Christian leaders spoke Sunday during a joint news conference returning home from South Sudan. They were there to take part in a three-day pilgrimage to try to nudge forward the young country's peace process. In a recent Associated Press interview, Francis declared that laws that criminalized gay people were unjust and that being homosexual was not a crime. Dozens of countries criminalize homosexuality, and LGBTQ advocates say even where such laws are not applied, they had to a climate of discrimination and violence. Britain is facing its largest ever strike by health workers on Monday as tens of thousands of nurses and ambulance workers walk out in an escalating pay dispute with the government. Details from VOA's Diane Roberts.
The pending strike spells further disruption for an already strained health system. Nurses and ambulance workers have been striking separately on and off since late last year, but Monday's walkout involving both will represent the biggest in the 75-year history of the National Health Service. Health workers are demanding a pay rise that reflects the worst inflation in Britain in four decades, while the government says that would be unaffordable and cause more price rises and make interest rates and mortgage payments go up further. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
The Canadian government said Sunday it deployed a military aircraft over Haiti to address what it called a dire security situation and to support and disrupt the activities of Haitian gangs.
Canada said in a statement it supports the Haitian National Police and deployed a Royal Canadian Air Force patrol aircraft in response to Haiti's request for support as violence continues to escalate in the country. Haitian gangs have expanded their territory since the 2021 assassination of then-President Jovenel Moïse. Resulting violence has left much of the country off limits to the government and led to routine gun battles with police. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
The Biden administration has offered to brief congressional leaders on its investigation into the classified documents found in the private possession of President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump. That's according to people familiar with the matter who spoke to the Associated Press in condition of anonymity on Sunday. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.